It's the mid-1920s, and the Smackover oil boom is in full swing. One young Arkansas lad decides to join the fun and make his fortune. He made and managed to keep some money all right, but in a fashion that nobody would have predicted.
Well, you heard about the roaring 20s, and I guess that you heard it right. Down in the Smackover oil fields, there was a roaring day and night. Roy Hicks was green, he was just 18 when he stepped down from that train. In the mud right up to his overall pockets, and the crude oil falling like rain. Roy tried his hand at a drilling rig, but it didn't take long to decide that a 4-foot wrench didn't fit his hand, the brine didn't suit his hide. So he threw up a shack and he hooked right on to